Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Theory of Games and Economic Behavior by John von Neumann and Oscar Morgenstern is a foundational work of mathematical economics and the book most often credited with establishing game theory as a systematic field. First published in 1944, it proposes that many economic and social problems should be analyzed as strategic situations in which rational participants choose among possible actions while anticipating the choices of others. Rather than treating markets only through prices, supply, and demand, the book examines conflict, bargaining, coalitions, uncertainty, and decision-making through formal models. Its methods are mathematically demanding, drawing on probability, set theory, convexity, and equilibrium reasoning. The book also introduced the von Neumann-Morgenstern approach to expected utility, giving economists a rigorous way to represent preferences under risk. Its purpose is not to offer simple policy advice, but to build a formal language for analyzing strategic behavior across economics, politics, military planning, and social organization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic interaction as the central problem of economic behavior. The book changes the unit of analysis from isolated choice to interdependent choice. In many economic situations, the best action for one participant depends on what others do, and those others are also reasoning strategically. Von Neumann and Morgenstern argue that this structure cannot be captured adequately by models that treat individuals as responding only to prices or external constraints. A bargaining problem, a cartel, a military confrontation, or a competitive market with a few powerful participants all require attention to mutual expectations. The concept of a game provides a disciplined way to describe the players, their possible moves, the information available to them, and the resulting payoffs. This framing matters because it separates strategic rationality from ordinary optimization. A player does not simply choose the largest visible reward, but chooses a strategy after considering possible counter-strategies. The book, therefore, expands economic theory into a theory of social organization, where outcomes arise from structured conflict and cooperation rather than from independent calculation alone. Secondly, the min-max theorem and disciplined reasoning in zero-sum conflict. One of the central mathematical foundations of the book is the min-max principle. Originally proved by von Neumann before the book and integrated into its broader theory. In a two-person zero-sum game, one player gains exactly what the other loses, so the problem is pure conflict. The min-max theorem shows that, under suitable conditions, each player has an optimal strategy that minimizes the maximum possible loss. This result is important because it gives strategic conflict a stable solution concept. A rational player need not predict the opponent perfectly. Instead, the player can choose a strategy that is defensible against the worst credible response. Mixed strategies, in which choices are randomized according to probabilities, are essential because many games have no satisfactory solution in pure actions alone. The theorem also demonstrates why game theory is not merely a metaphor. It produces exact mathematical claims about competitive situations, making it possible to compare strategies by their security level rather than by intuition or psychological guesswork. Thirdly, expected utility as a formal model of choice under uncertainty. Theory of games and economic behavior is also central to decision theory because it develops an axiomatic account of expected utility, especially in later editions. Well, the idea is that a rational agent facing risky alternatives can be represented as maximizing the mathematical expectation of a utility function, provided the agent has preferences satisfying certain consistency conditions. This approach differs from simply assuming that people value money linearly. Utility represents the ordering of preferences, not just monetary amount, and the same monetary gain can have different significance depending on risk attitudes. By tying utility to axioms of rational preference, von Neumann and Morgenstern gave economists a way to analyze lotteries, insurance, gambling, investment, and strategic uncertainty within one framework. The original treatment relies on objective probabilities, but its influence extended into later work on subjective probability and Bayesian decision theory. The practical significance is that uncertainty becomes mathematically tractable, while the intellectual significance is that preferences can be studied through observable patterns of choice rather than vague psychological descriptions. Fourthly, coalitions, cooperation, and the complexity of many-person games. The book does not limit itself to simple two-person competition. A major part of its ambition is to analyze games with more than two participants, where coalitions can form and the meaning of rational behavior becomes more complex. In many-person games, a player may improve outcomes not by defeating everyone else directly, but by joining forces with some participants against others. This introduces questions about bargaining power, distribution of gains, enforceable agreements, and the stability of coalitions. Von Neumann and Morgenstern explore these issues through cooperative game theory, where attention shifts from individual moves to possible agreements among groups. This perspective is especially relevant to economic and political life, where firms, voters, states, unions, and interest groups often act through alliances. The difficulty is that many person games do not always yield a single neat prediction. The book is valuable precisely because it exposes this difficulty rather than hiding it. Strategic analysis must account for both conflict between coalitions and negotiation within them. Lastly, mathematical formalism as a new language for economics. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that economic theory needs mathematical tools suited to discontinuity, conflict, and strategic choice. Traditional economic analysis often relied on calculus and marginal adjustments, but strategic games frequently involve maximum operations, discrete choices, and abrupt changes in behavior. Von Neumann and Morgenstern therefore use a more abstract mathematical language, including sets, functions, convexity, probability distributions, and equilibrium-style reasoning. This was demanding for many economists, but it allowed the authors to describe strategic problems with greater precision than verbal theory could provide. The result is not a handbook of immediate applications, but a framework that later scholars could refine into Nash equilibrium, mechanism design, auction theory, bargaining theory, and modern industrial organization. The formalism also clarifies the limits of informal reasoning. Without specifying players, strategies, information, and payoffs, claims about rational behavior can remain ambiguous. The book stands out because it builds a conceptual infrastructure rather than merely applying existing economic methods to a new topic. In conclusion, Theory of Games and Economic Behavior is best suited for readers with a serious interest in economics, mathematics, decision theory, political science, or the history of social science. It is not an introductory textbook in the modern sense, and readers looking for accessible examples may benefit from studying later game theory texts first. Its value lies in showing how a new scientific field was constructed from first principles. The book teaches readers to identify strategic structure, distinguish independent choice from interdependent choice, reason about risk through expected utility, and understand why coalitions and bargaining complicate economic prediction. Compared with later books on game theory, it is less streamlined and less focused on classroom convenience, but it is more foundational. It reveals the original ambition of the field to create a mathematical theory of economic and social organization, not just a collection of models for auctions or markets. Its lasting importance comes from the combination of conceptual reach and formal rigor for scholars, advanced students, and analytically minded readers. It remains a landmark because it explains why strategic behavior required a new language and why that language reshaped economics and many neighboring disciplines. If you would like to support John von Neumann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.